I need you to keep this confidential. Before you continue listening after a statement like this, be sure you can keep it confidential. In a media interview, we call this off the record. If you tell a reporter that something is off the record, that means you are providing some important background to the story, but it cannot be published. Confidentiality is the same premise. Whether in work or in personal affairs, if someone asks you to keep certain information confidential, they trust you enough to provide you a certain background that is not for the public. Breaking confidentiality agreements in business is a serious legal offense. However, in any relationship, not keeping it confidential can kill your integrity. The pitch challenge today: what confidential information have you been entrusted with, and what are you doing to be certain you don't break that confidence? How can you keep from sharing, even if pressured by others for the information? And how should you respond to someone if you are asked to keep something confidential, but don't want the burden of the information and responsibility that comes with it? Companies often approach me to hire me for my publicity services. Sometimes they request I sign a confidentiality agreement before the initial conversation. I always decline these, as it's not worth the legal burden of responsibility to me to keep their company secrets or intellectual information under wraps before they become a client. I simply say, I don't sign confidentiality agreements prior to engagement. I don't need to know your company secrets for an introductory meeting. Usually this response works, and ironically, I rarely end up signing companies who are requesting confidentiality agreements before business agreements. Good thing, or I would be very limited in taking on other clients simply due to knowing things I don't need to know. Be cautious on accepting confidential information, and when you do, protect your integrity and build your trust by keeping a lid on the information.